This week we're going to talk about family unity and what builds families up and also what divides families. You probably notice in your own family, extended family, or in other families, there can be a lot of division and pain. And so we're going to try to identify what are some of the sources where contention can arise and there can be a lot of problems. And one right away is greed. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters. No one can serve both God and money." So in a family, when God is at the center, there's a lot of love. God brings love into our lives. We share love with each other. We forgive each other just as Christ has forgiven us. But when money becomes the focus, it can lead to all kinds of tension. You know, if it feels like there's not enough money, people can start undercutting each other. Also, setting a budget can safeguard from a lot of arm wrestling. There might be a saver and a spender in a marriage or in a family, and try to figure out humbly how to work together. Sadly, when a family member dies, there might be a will and greed and trying to grab more of the money from another family member. So all of these are examples of money becoming paramount instead of the Lord and faith. So choose this day in your family, in your relationships with your family, to not let money have too much power, but instead look to the Lord. You can't have two masters. Serve the Lord, and He'll bring so much love into your family relationship.